Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Driven by David, the podcast where we talk about leadership, positivity, motivation, and encouragement. I'm your host, David. Thank you, as always, for listening. Everyone, and welcome back to Driven by David. On this episode number 12, we're going to talk about gratitude that drives us. As we head into Thanksgiving, I want to slow things down and take some time to focus on something that's easy to overlook when life gets busy: being thankful. Not just saying thank you, but living with gratitude. Because gratitude changes the way we see the world, and it changes the way we lead. In this busy, crowded, and even as some might say, loud world that we live in, it is easy to be consumed by wanting the newest phone or fanciest car. But during this time of gratitude, let us be thankful for what we do have instead of what we long to have. We all want more, but what if we did more kind deeds, like holding the door for a stranger, or giving old clothes to a homeless shelter, or volunteering for a soup kitchen? Just imagine for a second what you individually can do to make this world a better place by doing more giving instead of receiving. When planning out this episode, I came across this quote that stuck with me, and I hope it touches you the same way it stuck with me. Be thankful for the difficult times. During those times, you grow. Be thankful for your limitations because they give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge because it will build your strength and character. Be thankful for your mistakes. They will teach you valuable lessons. Gratitude is one of those words we hear a lot this time of year, but it's not just a holiday feeling, it's a mindset. To me, gratitude is a lens. It's how we choose to look at life, especially when things don't go as planned. Anyone can be thankful when everything's perfect, when the job's great, the family's happy, the weather's nice. But real gratitude shows up in the hard moments, when you still find something to appreciate in the middle of the storm. Not every day will be perfect, but there's something each day that can turn your day around. I've seen this in teaching a lot. Even on days when it may seem like a constant battle or constant struggle, I can always find one good thing that happened on that particular day. Think about it. When you're thankful, you naturally treat people better, you listen more, you lead with humility instead of ego. That's why I believe gratitude isn't just an emotion, it's a leadership skill. Leadership isn't about being in charge, it's about seeing the best in people and thanking them for it. So here's a challenge for you. This week, thank someone who doesn't expect it. The coworker who always shows up early, the friend who checks in quietly, the family member who supports you behind the scenes. Those small words, thank you, can change someone's day, maybe even their life. I want to take a moment to talk about what it means to be thankful from the teacher's perspective. Teaching can be exhausting. There are long days, endless grading, unexpected challenges, and sometimes it feels like you're given everything you have and it's still not enough. But even with all of that, I've learned that gratitude is what keeps teachers going. I'm thankful for those moments when a student finally gets it, that light bulb moment when hard work turns into understanding. I'm thankful for the laughter in the classroom, for the curious questions, for the energy students bring every single day. I'm thankful for the parents and families who support their kids, and the coworkers who check in when you're running on empty. But most of all, I'm thankful for the chance to make a difference, because every day in education is a chance to shape the future. To encourage a student who doesn't believe in themselves, to plant seeds of confidence, kindness, and hope that might not bloom until years later. That's something to be deeply grateful for. So, to all my fellow teachers out there, this Thanksgiving, take a moment to breathe and appreciate the impact you're making, even if you don't always see it. The lessons, the care, the consistency, they matter more than you know. And to anyone listening who had a teacher that made a difference, maybe this is your reminder to reach out and say thank you. That message might mean more than you think. Now, this month also gives us another opportunity for gratitude: Veterans Day. To every veteran listening, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you for your service, your sacrifice, and for your leadership. When I think about gratitude, I think about what it means to serve something bigger than yourself. Our veterans embody that every single day: courage, commitment, and sacrifice. It's easy to take freedom for granted until we remember the people who stood on the front lines to protect it. Veterans teach us that leadership isn't about recognition, it's about responsibility. It's about doing the right thing, even when no one's watching. So if you know a veteran, take time this week to reach out, not just with a thank you for your service, but with a real conversation. Ask about their story. Listen. Learn. Gratitude isn't complete until it's expressed, and the best way to show thanks is to make sure our appreciation is felt, not just said. Gratitude isn't something that just happens on Thanksgiving. It's something we can practice every single day, like a muscle that grows stronger the more we use it. Here are a few ways we can all try to do that in our own lives. First, start the day thankful. Before checking your phone or emails, think about three things you're grateful for. It could be big things, your family, your health, or small ones, like a good cup of coffee or a sunny morning. Two, end the day reflecting. Before you go to bed, ask yourself, what went right today? Who made a difference for me? Writing these things down builds perspective. Number three, express it out loud. Don't keep your gratitude to yourself. Tell people. A simple, hey, I really appreciate what you did, can go a long way. And number four, find gratitude in the grind. Even the hard days have lessons. Gratitude doesn't mean ignoring struggle. It means learning from it. When you make gratitude a habit, you start noticing good things everywhere. And that shift in mindset makes you a stronger leader, a better friend, and a more peaceful person. So as you sit around the table this Thanksgiving, maybe pass around a new kind of tradition. Instead of just talking about the food, talk about thanks. Ask everyone, what's one thing you're grateful for this year? Who helped you grow? What challenge taught you something important? You'll be amazed how much perspective and connection comes from that simple question. Gratitude opens hearts, builds bridges, and reminds us that even in uncertain times, we still have so much to appreciate. Before we wrap up, I want to leave you with this thought. Gratitude isn't passive, it's active. It's a choice to see the good, to slow down, to say thank you. And when we lead with gratitude, we inspire others to do the same. So this Thanksgiving season, remember, you don't need everything to be perfect to be grateful. You just need to notice the blessings already around you. To my listeners, I'm grateful for you, for your time, your support, your comments, and for listening. You are the reason Driven by David keeps growing, and I don't take that for granted. And to our veterans, once again, we honor you, and we thank you. You have shown us what it means to lead with courage and selflessness, and for that, we are forever grateful. And so on this day and every day, I also say during this holiday season, and especially this day of thanks, to those who may be missing their family, to those feeling lonely, to those with difficult home dynamics, to those who lost a loved one recently, to those who feel anxious or overwhelmed, or even if you just need some extra love and support today, I believe in you, and I hope you know how much you are loved, appreciated, and that you truly make a difference by being here. Until next time, keep leading with heart, keep staying positive, and keep driving forward. Feel free to share this episode with someone who might need these encouraging words. Make sure you check out any of the recent episodes. And thank you all again. I'm David, and this has been Driven by David.